It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New numbers show Mayor Adams ratcheted up the number of times police cleared homeless encampments last year. WNYC's Karen Yee reports it's the latest sign the mayor is not backing away from using police to fight what he says is a perception that the city is unsafe.
Right here.
Right here.
Where we were standing.
37-year-old Eduardo Ventura takes me to the corner of 9th Street and 1st Avenue in downtown Manhattan. That's where he used to sleep on the street, and where police, sanitation, and homeless services workers would repeatedly tell him to clear out.
Imagine you don't have nothing and they throw in the little stuff that you get. Instead of just giving us step forward, it's going backwards.
This corner was part of 22 so-called homeless encampment sweeps in the past 2 years. That's according to data obtained by WNYC that ranges from May 2022 to February 2024, the first 22 months after Adams buckled down on the tactic. Ventura shows me a video of one of those sweeps. He counts the number of police he says would arrest him.
That's how they used to come. That they used to come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Adams put a new focus on these sweeps when he came into office and left it to the NYPD to determine which sites to target. During the sweeps, city officials clear tents or cardboard boxes from the encampment and offer homeless people shelter. Critics like Brooklyn Councilmember Sandy Nurse say the sweeps are just a cosmetic fix.
When we sweep them up and displace them, they are not going to go away. They are just going to find different areas to sleep, or they'll return when those people leave.
Records show there have been about 8,000 sweeps across the city in the last 2 years. The NYPD was present nearly every time. Starting late last summer, the cleanups intensified to an average of 500 a month. That's why Nurse sponsored a law requiring the administration report how much the sweeps cost and how many people receive permanent housing or shelter as a result of them.
We're going to see an alarming amount of resources going into just literally sweeping homelessness under the rug.
But a city spokesperson says the sweeps work, and most encampments don't pop up again after they're cleared. The spokesperson says the approach is helping connect more people to shelter than under Adams' predecessor, Bill de Blasio. But it's unclear how many remain sheltered or are now in permanent housing.
It can be really, really traumatizing.
Natalie Drews is a staff attorney for the homeless advocacy group, the Safety Net Project. She called the sweeps punitive and harmful.
To get woken up in the early hours of the morning, told to just take what they can carry and go, and then just have to watch while the city kind of disposes of all of their worldly belongings.
At 14th Street and 1st Avenue, the city conducted 199 sweeps. That's the most in the 22-month period WNYC analyzed. Business owners say the area is an open street market, and people frequently sleep there overnight, leaving behind their trash in the morning.
This is my family business.
Jimmy John owns a smoothie shop. He says the block is better now, thanks to the increased police presence.
People get scared because fighting, drinking. So, of course, business is going to be very bad.
Outside a mosque on 29th and 5th Avenue, the city conducted 192 sweeps over the same 22-month period.
4 years, I slept right there in front of Seydou's store, right there in the three steps.
Sakina Wahab used to be homeless. She's blind and used to sell products to the Muslim and African mosque members to make a living. She says her things were thrown out 3 times during the cleanups.
I would panhandle like I'm doing now, and I would go buy it, and I would start over, and then I would build up, and then one day they would come and take it again.
Wahab has a place to live now, but says she didn't find help during the sweeps. It was the local community, she says, who helped her get off the streets. Karen Yee, WNYC News.